And I've got a guy who really knows how to keep the score. It's Walter McCracken, PhD. Yes. He's a certified mentor and chapter chair for SCORE. Welcome.
Thank you.
Walter was an engineer. He's been with SCORE 8 years. Tell us about SCORE and what SCORE can do for businesses.
Well, first of all, SCORE is a national organization, and I represent the local chapter here in Pinellas County. But it's actually a group that helps small businesses in every aspect, beginning startups, growth, and if they want to sell their business, we give them advice through mentoring and workshops.
And what is the website for SCORE? So while you're all listening to Walter, I want you to pull it up on your computer.
It's very easy. It's SCORE.com. Oh, I'm sorry, SCORE.org. We changed last year.
That's right.
It's SCORE.org.
So are the classes free to take for the community?
The mentoring and classes, everything in Pinellas County that we do is free. We're subsidized by the U.S. Department of Small Business, and so that way, you know, it's part of that. Also, the local economic development companies or agencies here in Florida support us, and so we don't have to charge our clients or the people, small business, a dime.
So, you know, today is the Small Business Expo at the Greenhouse, and I'm going to ask you, what are some of the small business tips you give to people who come in?
One of the first things we like to do is get organized. So do you have a strategic plan about your service or your business or your product that you're going to do? Where are you? A lot of people have ideas, but their ideas are in their head. It's not written down. So you need to have a strategic plan. The next thing is how are you going to, how's your finances and how are you going to spend it? What's your financial plan? And then finally, a marketing plan. How are you going to let people know about what you are and what you do? So those are three tips that we really go after.
So, you know, businesses have, a lot of people started small businesses in COVID and have kept them running.
Yeah.
We have a lot more women-owned businesses. We have a lot more diversity in business.
Yep.
Tell me a little bit, for women-owned businesses, are there some special classes and opportunities through SCORE?
Several weeks ago, we just had a countywide Women in Small Business Symposium, which we had about 100 women attend, and that was up. And we in Pinellas County, it's a long county, so we have to do things on Almerton Road so that everybody can come to it. But it was well attended, and it was a great thing. And that was one idea of a specialized event that we have.
What small business sectors, from your point of view, you've been there 8 years, you've got a great team. We've got Remy Charmoz over here, another SCORE guy. How you doing, Remy? What do you say to people, you know, what is a great small business tip for a woman entrepreneur who's thinking about leaving her job, and maybe she's taking care, she's that trapped, and caregiver to parents and caregiver to children. What's trending?
Well, you know, actually, everything is trending. We get 10 to 20 requests for mentoring a week. And so there's everything in that. People with products, people with services, people with, they want to be a single proprietor, people want to start a business and grow and sell it. There's all kinds of things. So I'm not sure that there's one thing that's going. It's just business is booming in Pinellas County.
That's the message. So you heard it first from What's the SCORE? Walter McCracken, PhD, SCORE.org. Listen, come on down to the Greenhouse, open house. We're here all day, 10 to 2. You can network, you can discover resources, and you can engage with experts. Walter, thank you for being here today.
Oh, thank you for letting us tell our story.